At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Daily Sidereal Vedic Astrology Forecast, November 1st, 2025. Hi, and welcome to Daily Sidereal Vedic Astrology Forecasts, designed to help you tune into the energetic pulse of each day through the wisdom of the Hindu Panchanga, the Vedic Lunar Calendar System, and the Bhrigu Nandi Nadi, BNN, system of Jyotish, which tracks how karma manifests through the four angular gates of consciousness. Self first, home fourth, relationship seventh, and destiny tenth. If you're new here, thank you for joining. You can explore the free Vedic Astrology audiobook playlist on my channel to go deeper into these cosmic principles. Let's begin. Panchanga of the day, November 1st, 2025, Shanivara, Saturday. Saturn's day is about discipline, patience, and structure. It's not a day for shortcuts. Instead, Saturn rewards steady progress and ethical endurance. Perfect for cleaning up systems, finishing pending work, or honoring responsibilities. Avoid rushing or cutting corners. Longevity comes from perseverance. Tithi, Shukla Dashami, waxing 10th lunar day. The energy of Dashami is purposeful and result-oriented. It's connected with duty, honor, and steady advancement. A good day to reaffirm your goals, maintain discipline, and align action with principle. Karana, Garija. Garija brings broad-minded leadership and structured wisdom. This Karana enhances decision-making, justice, and clarity. Ideal for administration, policy, planning, or long-term financial work. However, it requires realistic expectations. Vision without structure leads nowhere. Yoga. Dhruva means steadfast and constant. This yoga gives endurance, stability, and emotional maturity. It's the cosmic antidote to distraction. Use this day to commit to what matters most. Progress may feel slow, but it's solid. Nakshatra. Shatabisha. Ruled by Rahu, the 100 healer star, mystical, analytical, and reformative. Shatabisha reveals hidden truths and supports healing through analysis, research, or science. It's deeply connected to innovation and introspection. The challenge, isolation or overthinking. The medicine, connection and balance. Together, Shatabisha Nakshatra plus Dhruva Yoga gives the vibration of steady insight, stabilizing innovation. A perfect day for solving complex problems calmly and grounding visionary ideas in practicality. Planetary overview. The cosmic field today mixes intelligence, reform, and emotional realism. The Sun in Libra 14 degrees forms a tense aspect with Saturn in Pisces, highlighting lessons around boundaries, fairness, and accountability. Authority may feel tested. Leadership requires humility, not force. The Moon at 12 degrees Aquarius aligns with the air element, collective awareness, social intelligence, and collaboration. The mind turns toward community, technology, and truth. Venus at 28 degrees Virgo, nearing transition, squares Neptune and Pisces, zero Cancer, a blend of love and illusion. Creativity and empathy run high, but clarity in relationships or finances may waver. Keep communication grounded. Mercury in Scorpio, 8 sextiles Pluto in Capricorn, 7 degree. Truth-seeking conversations, psychological insight, and strategic thinking dominate. Uranus in Taurus, 6 degrees, harmonizes with Neptune, stimulating fresh inspiration and emotional renewal. Jupiter exalted in Cancer continues to protect and expand emotional growth and family wisdom. Rahu in Aquarius and Ketu in Leo keep the collective focused on humanitarian progress and inner sovereignty. This is a mental and intuitive day, one that supports reflection, insight, and strategic correction. Tad BNN Angular Activation. The karmic flow in Bhrigu Nandi Nadi, karma moves through the angles 1 to 4, 7, 10. When activated by transits, events become visible. Today's moon in Aquarius lights up the 11th from the karmic 10th, the house of gains, networks, and collective fulfillment. It's not the peak of manifestation, but the consolidation phase, where lessons from the week begin integrating into practical form. Sun-Saturn tension highlights karmic responsibility. Are you owning your part or projecting blame? Mercury-Pluto deepens psychological awareness. Truths surface that reshape dialogue or contracts. Venus-Neptune tests discernment in love or aesthetics. Beauty without boundaries can mislead. Uranus-Neptune adds visionary reform, perfect for spiritual innovation, research, or artistic originality. BNN's angular chain rule suggests this alignment triggers karma through the 7th, relationships, and 10th, public life. What unfolds in your social and professional world today reflects inner evolution from the week's past choices. What to embrace? Deep observation. Shatabhisha Nakshatra's power lies in silent insight. See, don't react. Constructive solitude. Saturn's Saturday encourages self-reflection and reorganization. Emotional neutrality. Dhruva Yoga favors maturity. Avoid extremes of enthusiasm or despair. Structured creativity. Use Mercury Pluto's analytical sharpness for design, writing, or problem solving. Truthful communication. Speak with calm precision. This aspect supports impactful dialogue. What to avoid? Escaping discomfort. Venus Neptune can tempt denial. Face what's real, gently. Overthinking people's motives. Aquarius Moon amplifies mental loops. Ground with breathwork. Blame cycles. Sun Saturn may trigger guilt or projection. Take ownership without harshness. Energy drains. Too much screen time or gossip weakens Saturn's disciplined energy. Intimate and emotional energy relationships enter a reflective phase. For couples, conversations go deep. Be honest but not harsh. Shared responsibility strengthens bonds. For singles, encounters may feel fated or karmic under Shatabhisha's Rahu influence. Don't rush attachment. Observe energy first. Healing theme, balance empathy, Venus Neptune, with discernment, Saturn. Emotional boundaries equals love's backbone. Precaution, avoid misreading silence as disinterest. Many are processing inwardly today. Health and lifestyle tips. Mind, Shatabhisha rules the nervous system. Meditation, journaling, and pranayama stabilize energy. Body, focus on hydration and moderate movement. Avoid overstimulation. Diet, warm, nourishing meals. Soups, herbal teas, and grounding foods counter mental intensity. Spirit, mantras or gentle chanting align perfectly with Rahu's sound-based nakshatra. The soul message theme, steady focus is the quiet form of genius. Under Shatabhisha Nakshatra and Dhruva Yoga, breakthroughs don't come from chaos, they come from calm continuity. Today's stillness contains revelation. Listen, observe, and let the truth settle in your bones. Thank you for watching and listening in. I hope this helps you today. Leave your comment and share this with your fellow astrology enthusiasts. Be safe. Be awesome. I'll see you tomorrow with another round of daily predictions. Take care.